Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Will my political stand affect my chances of getting hired? We're going to answer that question in this episode of the Get Hired Podcast. Hi, and welcome to a new episode of the Get Hired Podcast. Again, the question is, will my political stand affect my chances of getting hired? Now, I didn't come up with this question. It's actually sent in by one of my viewers sa aking TikTok account, at Laika Maravilla. And, well, the comment got a lot of responses then. And around that time, I also started getting messages from our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlaika. So if you're looking for that, you could find it right now na rin and ask your questions. And I think the reason behind this is kung ano yung current political climate ba. Hindi lang sa Philippines, but all over the world. And with us wanting to be a global citizen or someone who has global prospects then of getting hired, ano ba yung realidad ng conversation regarding politics? Yun yung magiging discussion natin today. And we will have two parts for this discussion within this episode. The first question is, will it be an issue? And the second question is, what should I do because of that? So dun muna tayo sa, will it truly be an issue? Now, on paper, my answer would be this. It shouldn't, but it definitely could. If I were to give a one-sentence statement answering that question, that would be it. It shouldn't, but it definitely could. Probably would. Ano ibig sabihin nun? We talk about how yung equal protection ba para sa lahat, or equal opportunities para sa lahat should exist. That people should have opportunities to better themselves regardless of their beliefs, their political stance, their stature sa life, yung current na sitwasyon nila. Like, everyone deserves an opportunity to get a job, to get hired. However, what you have to understand is that we live in a very unfair world. I will just be upfront with you regarding that. And something that I tell my students, my learners, my followers, my viewers, even, is that hindi lahat ng dapat totoo. Ganun lang talaga sa mundo. So I take a very realistic approach when it comes to things. And if you listen to our episode about whether you should show your ID picture or your photo sa resume or CV ninyo, you would hear kind of what I stand for, or yung belief ko sa mundo. So, I don't necessarily agree with it, but ganun lang talaga yung sitwasyon. Again, it shouldn't on paper, pero it definitely could. And bakit? I think the more important question here is, why would it, or why could it, affect your chances of getting hired? And one of the things that we have to understand is, companies, no, especially these days, with companies having a social arm or an advocacy that they support or something that they feel strongly about, with founders moving towards problem solving instead of wealth building, hindi maiiwasan that personal beliefs will be strongly reflected in the companies, in the organizations na gusto ninyong pasukan. And if your politics or your political beliefs differ doon sa stand ng company na yon, then it definitely could affect yung chances mo of getting hired. Let me give you a rather safe example for this, no? If you are going into, say isang petroleum company, right? So, ang field is in oil, in gas, in all of these, sabihin na natin, resources being tapped and being converted into energy. Pero you are an environmental activist, right? So your social media reflects that. The way you speak reflects that. You are one of those people who really can't keep it to themselves, no? So you really try to engage. You feel strongly about this. So you talk to everyone about this. And then sa interview ninyo, napag-usapan yung, sabihin natin, packaging ng mga gamit. Napag-usapan yung kung gaano kahindi eco-friendly yung isang kumpanya. And of course, you feel strongly about it, so you would take your stance, right? Now, one could say that because of your political beliefs, again, your political beliefs, the very important sa'yo, ma-affect niya talaga yung chances of you getting hired. Kasi why would they hire someone who will not be okay with their industry, with what they're doing? Okay? So again, that's a very safe na example. But of course, there are more examples like that, right? If you enter, say, a government institution, if you enter a school, a teaching, if you're trying to get a teaching position sa isang very religious na school or academy or university, and you are not part of yung religious order nila or religious group nila, syempre, you would say na parang, ay, bakit ganun? Ang unfair naman, hindi ako i-hire just because of that. But what you would kind of think, no, playing devil's advocate lang or trying to wrap your head around the situation, you would see, kasi nga, hindi swak yung kung sino ka and yung stand mo, yung politics mo rin, dun sa stand ng company or ng eskwelahan na yon. Now, bakit ganun? Why does it affect yung chances mo of getting hired? Here's my answer. It's because your politics is a byproduct of your ethics, which is a byproduct of your core values. And at the end of the day, people want to work with the people who share the same values. Lalo na if the company itself has very strong core values. Okay? Ulitin ko yan, ha? Your politics is a byproduct of your ethics, which is a byproduct of your core values. So if they see you, for example, doing something na hindi nag-a-align dun sa values ng company, syempre, merong malaking chance na hindi ka nila pipiliin. If the company feels strongly about animal abuse, and they see you making videos or making fun of animals, or even seeing you actually say, kick an animal sa curb. Of course, that would affect your chances of getting hired, of your chances of getting fired, ganun lang talaga, because people are people, chances of getting promoted. Right? So will your political stand be an issue? It shouldn't, but it definitely could, probably would. Kasi hindi natin maihiwalay yung tao dun sa kanyang mga paniniwala. Okay? It's a reflection of our value system. Now, the next question would be, what should I do about it? You have a number of options, and we'll talk about that right after this break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, we already talked about how your political stand on certain matters, especially on matters that are important to the company, to the owners, to your teammates, to your team leader, possibly, who will interview you, can affect your chances of getting hired. Again, I'm not saying that it should affect. No, I'm just saying it does. It's a possibility, right? And I'm trying my best to be really honest with you regarding this. I don't want you to live dun sa ideal situation. Hindi, dapat, ano, dapat hindi, dapat wala silang pakialam dyan. When in fact, again, even if you're put in that same position, you probably would do that just with you not knowing na yun yung proseso, yung thought process mo. Ganun lang talaga siya. So, hindi natin matatakasan yung realidad. So, anong gagawin natin? Two things. You have two options. The first option would be to hide it. So, hide your politics. And what that means is, this, no, you can live a fairly offline life, sabihin na natin. So, hindi ka mag-engage in politics, hindi ka mag-present ng stance mo publicly. Wala kang mga social media accounts, wala kang blog, walang anything Googleable about you that presents your political stand. Okay? And if they can't find that anywhere, then they cannot just... like they cannot, sabihin natin, judge you, or they cannot see you through that lens. So number one, hide it. Here's another piece of advice. Now again, regardless of yung politics or your values or anything, I would have to say, which is, you can actually keep your private life private. Hindi naman kailangan na pag-inad ka as a friend ng boss mo, i-accept mo. Or i-accept mo lahat ng mga workmates mo as your Facebook friends. Pwede mo namang i-screen yung mga makakakita ng mga intensely passionate posts mo. May mga privacy settings naman online, right? You can keep mum on certain issues. Pag nag-uusap sa pantry, huwag ka nalang makisabat, no? Like, there is a way for you to kind of temper it, to hide it, no? That's the first option. Now, the second option is to own it. Ano sinasabi ko to own your politics? Ibig sabihin nun, you can just wear it as proudly as you could, tell it to everyone, no? Maging very public ka about it, maging very vocal ka about it. And that comes with its own set of pros and cons. Now, why do I say pros and cons? Con kasi, or negative, sabihin na natin, no? May air quotes yun, negative for some people yung fact na if masyado kang loud about your politics, mananarrow yung possibilities or options mo, no? Kasi nga, if, say, a company doesn't agree with you, syempre, maapektuhan nga yung chances mo of getting hired. If companies see you as, ay, sobrang loud naman ito about his or her advocacy, ayokong mag-partner with this person or ayokong ma-associate with this person, then, of course, again, no, maapektuhan yung chances mo. But ang pros nun, yung part of yung positive of owning your politics everywhere, not just online, but even in casual conversations, is it will actually do the same thing, which is weed out people, companies, institutions who wouldn't want to work with you. And sa akin, sa totoo lang, no, and I'm going to speak from my heart right now, it has proven helpful for me because I don't see it as limiting my options. I see it as getting to work with the right people. Because if my values and my core beliefs are out there, the things I hate, the things I love, the things I stand for are out there in the public, and people still want to work with me. People still want to approach me for a partnership. They still want to give me a chance to work with them. What that means is, pareho kami ng values. Similar kami ng values. Or at least, the ones na hindi ko gusto, hindi rin nila gusto. And nasa-save yung time, yung effort, yung money, yung stress of working with people who don't share your same beliefs. So again, two options. Hide it or own it. Diba? Keep it in the dark or wear it with pride. nasa sa'yo yan. Okay? Now, I know this is an unconventional type ng conversation. A lot of people wouldn't talk to you as honestly as I just did itong past few minutes. But I want you to keep this in mind. Not just in yung quest ninyo of getting hired, but in the way that we live our lives. No? Because if we keep trying to fit ourselves into molds, trim here and there yung personality natin, yung belief system natin, compromise everything. If we compromise everything, wala nang matitira sa kung sino rin tayo. And it's very important to know and stand for your core beliefs, your core values. Now, if hindi nyo pa alam yung value system ninyo, if you still don't have a ready answer kapag tinanong kayo ng, sige nga, ano nga yung values mo? You keep talking about your values, pero ano yung values mo? I have an episode sa Trying Hard with Raika podcast that may interest you. You can go and check that out. That is one of our episodes ito recently lang. No, it's episode 55, The Value of Values. And go ahead and check that out. You have 4 questions to ask yourself to find out which things you truly value and which things you don't value, apparently. Akala natin, minavalue natin, hindi pala. And you can go and listen to that right now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you got your podcast. Again, that's episode 55, The Value of Values. Baka makatulong din sa inyo. Okay? So now, as I send you off in this quest to get hired and land your dream job, I hope that you find this conversation helpful. If you want more content regarding specific job interview questions that are common, you can go and scroll through our episode list. Go ahead and follow this podcast, the Get Hired podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, recommending it to your friends, and for all of you who are reaching out telling me na, Coach, hired na ako, na-promote na ako, nakatulong to sa anak ko, sa pamangkin ko. Thank you po, kasi that helps keep me going. And thank you for listening. As we always say, this podcast is designed to help you land your dream job. Pero itatag along ko for 22. It's also designed to help you be a better person. All right? I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.